11th grader Allie Jones laughs with her classmates as her teacher shuffles four students around in front of the class as part of an algebra lesson about grouping. Allie chuckles as she scribbles down notes. Last year, there's a chance she wouldn't have been here. She skipped school a lot.
I would just stay home, because I didn't want to come to school, like, just to play video games and crap.
This year, so far, she has perfect attendance.
I kind of try to encourage my friend to come to school more, but, I mean, you really can't force somebody to come to school, you know? And I used to miss just as much as she did last year, and she's really improved a lot. She hasn't missed any this quarter or anything, so I'm really proud of her.
Allie attends South Pemiscot County High School in Steele, Missouri, down on the sole of Missouri's boot heel, just 9 miles from Arkansas and surrounded by field after field of cotton, corn, and soybeans. Statistics aren't kind to this part of the state. Poverty and teen pregnancy are all among the highest in Missouri here. Life expectancy in Pemiscot County is lower than El Salvador's.
In some ways, our kids are more disadvantaged than the disadvantaged kids that's in the cities. From my perspective.
South Pemiscot County High School Principal Glenn Carter says that's because it's really, really hard to take kids on fun cultural trips because everything is so far away. Memphis is over an hour to the south. It takes 3 hours to drive to St. Louis. So instead of trips, they have parties every 4 weeks for students that don't miss school. Carter hopes to give laptops to kids like Allie with perfect attendance. Next year, they might have a lounge for students with better than 90% attendance where they can use their cell phones and play video games on their lunch break.
We just got to convince them that, hey, this is your answer in life. This is what's going to put you ahead. This is what's going to get you out of this community. Do you like what you're living in now? You know, you go home to an empty house all the time. Do you like that? No, they don't like that. They want to feel belonged, they want to feel loved.
But South Pemiscot is facing an uphill battle. The school had a chronic absenteeism rate of 21% last year, which is the same rate as the St. Louis City School District. Now, the tiny school of 650 students is at risk of losing accreditation. The social problems here are huge. Poverty is widespread. Drugs, violence, and crime are common. Most kids come from single-parent households. Others are homeless, bouncing from house to house, living with any friend or family member who will take them in. Too many parents don't value education, Principal Carter says, because they had bad experiences in school themselves or dropped out. One refuge is sports. Jackie Booker is the school's athletic director and volleyball coach, and she has seen all of these problems. But a sports team environment has a positive influence because kids get a sense of belonging to a group.
And it's almost like once their kids start playing in a sport, it all of a sudden becomes important for their kid to be there. You know, the parent all of a sudden, oh, well, you need to be at school because you got a game today. It's hard to cut when you know that sometimes this is the only thing that will keep them in school.
But for some kids, wanting to improve academically is the key. Like Allie Jones, the girl who missed a ton of time last year but has perfect attendance now. Her turnaround has been striking.
Well, I used to, make C's, and all that, and now I'm making A's and B's.
And those good grades allow her to dream. She now has her eyes set on college, where she wants to study nursing. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Jacob McClelland.